MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is time for MacTech. Chris Miller from MacStation is our Macintosh guide. And I kind of think that the Mac Towers, the Mac Pros, are the forgotten warriors of the Apple world.
Only forgotten by those who don't use them.
Forgotten by 99% of us. We all look at Mac Minis. We look at MacBooks. I mean, the Mac notebooks. We look at the iMacs, the sexy iMacs. Really easy to use. But that tower is so old school. Why do they even make them anymore?
Well, the Mac Pros are a whole different ballgame. They're not for an average user. There is no reason whatsoever, especially with the new line of machines, that a standard user would ever even require or think about the Mac Pro. The Mac Pro it's a muscle car. It's a machine that's meant to be worked on. It's easily the simplest to work on machine that Apple ever made. To get into it, there's a latch on the back. You pull it, and the side comes off. There's no screws. There's no pentalobes. You can just get right into it.
So Apple's philosophy of closing everything down and making, like, you don't want to even start thinking about upgrading your Mac Mini or your MacBook because it's a nightmare to get into these things and to do any user upgrades. The Mac Pro is the exact opposite philosophy.
Yeah.
It's designed to be opened for your fingers to be in there, installing your own hard drives, installing your own memory, upgrading your memory card, your video card. All of that is de rigueur with the Mac Pro.
Oh, yeah. It's the hard drives you can swap without a screwdriver. The video cards you can swap without a screwdriver. The RAM you can swap without a screwdriver. With using nothing more than your fingertips and really pretty common sense, you can make a really low-end Pro into a very high-end Pro.
So it's ideal for people who are starting out slow, starting out maybe at the beginning of their video editing or their Photoshop or their audio editing. It's really designed for the editing and the CAD and the design community, people who are using the Adobe apps, the Final Cut apps, those sorts of things.
Well, the original Mac Pro was designed with Avid in mind. That's what it was built for, to run an Avid system. Then obviously Final Cut came along and it's now more optimized to that, but it's an edit machine.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I own one. I love mine. I bought it 5.5 years ago and it is still benchmarking at just as fast as any of the new ones because when I bought it, I didn't have much in it. But over time, I've added more RAM, I've added more hard drives, I've added bigger video cards, and it can just keep it
now,
up.
Have you upgraded the processor in that time as well?
You can do it. I just don't have the nerve because you have to pull it apart. The processor is the only thing that is locked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what about the whole motherboard? That can't be replaced either.
You just got to know what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
It's the RAM, the hard drives, the video cards are all obviously meant to be able to just be a user replaceable, no harm, no foul, real quick sort of thing. The processor, you've got to take the board out.
Okay.
It's
not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
But it is, it's ironic, I find with the Mac Pro that it is the exact opposite philosophy to almost all of the other Mac gear.
Mm-hmm.
It does stand alone. But as far as it goes, if you are in the space where you are an editor of anything other than words, it's probably the tool that you might want to take a good serious look at.
Or if you just really want to have 8 monitors.
And who doesn't want to? You know what? I don't want 8 monitors. I don't want to cool the house. My biggest issue with the Mac Pro and with all of these things is noise and heat. I want less noise, less heat.
Well, the Mac Pro actually runs pretty cold.
Pretty cold, but not that quiet.
No, well, you got to pump a lot of air through a really big box.
Yeah,
as I said, it's not built.
It can't
be
avoided. You know, jet airplanes are necessary too, but it's the tool for the job.
It's not built to be a Civic. It's built to be a Charger.
There you go. The Mac Pro. Give me a Mini any day, but for the rest of you, those that need it, Mac Pro, and check it out at Mac Station with Chris.
Vroom vroom.
Mac Tech is brought to you by Mac Station, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. Mac Station. Who said business and pleasure don't mix?